who do you or what do you want to serve? Because that leads us into what is the real question? You're doing anything? Like, what are you doing with your life? And are you able to separate your life from your spouse, your kids, your mom, your in-laws, your best friend, heck, your dog? Like, can you just be yourself and your intentions and what you want?
Welcome to Unscripted and Naked Honesty Podcast about healthy boundaries and individuality with your host, Coach Andy, master listener and queen of mommy and marriage boundaries. Married businesswomen drowning in self-doubt find her when they want to create non-negotiable boundaries in their personal and professional relationships. She teaches them how to say yes to their wants, needs, and desires, and no to shame, anxiety, and guilt. Join us as we explore different topics related to setting healthy, non-negotiable boundaries, and those topics most people won't talk about in public. Every week, we'll be discussing how to set boundaries in your life in the most brutally honest way. It's time to learn how to create a life you love behind closed doors. So activate the noise-canceling features and listen to some truth bombs, because it's time to get real, raw, and ruthlessly transparent so the best version of you will always shine through.
Okay, you've got to ask yourself, are you living by intention or reactions? Hey guys, you got to, oh my gosh, I love this episode, because really, what is your intention? And when I ask that question, it's like, what is your intention with your life, like as a whole? Are you living by intention or are you living by reaction? And what's the biggest difference between those? So as a super mom, you guys know I have 11 kids. I could totally be overwhelmed by living to the reaction of my kids, like reacting to their meltdowns, reacting to their, they don't want to eat what's for dinner, reacting to them getting sick, reacting to, if some of you are parents out there, you know exactly what I'm talking about here. And when it comes to throwing in marriage and dealing with the in-laws and friends and families and life, your spouse, yourself, it can be really hard to start to live by intention when all of these things in life, whether it's your kids, your spouse, your job, you're an entrepreneur, you're trying to grow your business, and all these things are clouding your headspace and blocking your view from what your true intention is in your life. So when I mean by, are you living by intention? So what does that really mean, right? Because there are things that we quote unquote react to. So if I got the horrible news that, you know, one of our parents died, I'll probably react versus responding appropriately, because it's a shock. It's like a shock to the system. And that's the biggest thing I talk about, especially in communication, is are you reacting or responding? Basically, are you just waiting to get in what you want to say to this other person without first listening to their heart and what they're actually saying with the words so that you can give an appropriate response? I know as a mom, I will tell you, I am so not perfect, but 80% of the time I'm reacting to my kids. It takes a lot of intention to respond appropriately to them. And I love it that every single day I get to practice this over and over again. So when it comes to your intention, what is it that you want people to know or remember about you? What matters? So for me, I was getting out of my shell of being just a mom, what really matters? Is what matters what someone said or sees or experiences for an hour while they visit and they give their 2 cents of an opinion and advice? Does that really matter with the intentions I have for raising my kids? No. But it took me too freaking long to realize that. Again, so when we're thinking about what matters in your life and what do you want people to know and remember, do you know what people know and remember about my kids? That they're awesome. They are pretty decent adults, like for the most part. I 100% cannot say that about all my kids because one of them, kind of not that nice sometimes. Other times, they're great. But I would say most of the time, just to be honest, kids make mistakes and they make bad choices. But the thing is, what I do know and what matters to me is that my kids know the difference when they become adults and make choices in their life. Like I have done, and I feel like I am doing the best I can at this stage of my life because of what I know, my past experiences, that I want people to know and remember that, hey, these are my kids. And you know what? Most of the people around us in our community know that, oh my gosh, those kids are great. She's doing a great job. But more than that, you know what matters? Is that for me personally, because I am not my kids, I want them to know and remember that I embody a life of love, fun, and unicorn farts. Like, that's me. And that's what matters to me, is when they see me, they see me. If they see my kids, they can, and I hope that they do, see an extension of me, but it is not me in and of, I would say, as a whole. You know, because I see people, and this kind of is one of my pet peeves. If there's like a news article and some kid's getting in a whole bunch of trouble, and then they start looking at the parents and blaming the parents, you know what? I'm against that, because especially when these kids are of age, I'm not talking about a 4 or 6 year old, okay, just throwing a fit in the store. I'm not talking about that at all. I'm talking about adult children who are more than capable of making their own damn decisions and choices in life. So if I have a wayward kid who starts going on a murdering spree, I'm going to step back and be like, did y'all throw away the key? That's my son. That's my kid. But I condone nothing of what they do. And they've made their own choices in life. And you know what? They grew up knowing that killing is wrong. They know that, but they made a choice to kill anyway. Okay, I'm going to the extremes here. But you see what I mean? Like, I separate myself from my kids and myself. And I don't look at it and be like, gosh, could I have raised them better? I was a horrible parent. No. Why would I put that burden on myself again? Been there, done that. And truth be told, I am not them. They are not me. They are their own entity and their own person. So that's what matters to me. So when you're looking inside yourself, it's like, what is your intention with your life? What is my intention with my life? You got to ask yourself, what matters and what do you want people to remember? Okay. And then ask yourself, what life do you want to serve? Do you want to serve a happy life? Do you want to serve a life where you feel abundant, where you get to do things, you get to work with your hands, your feet get to take you to exotic and amazing places, even if it's just the bathroom by yourself? Like, what do you want to serve? What do you want to do? Get excited. Like, put this in your mind space. If you feel like, well, what do I get to serve? I get to serve up my husband who cheated on me last week. No. First of all, yes, you get to. You get to still serve him in love and prayerfully come to a place of reconciliation. But that is for another episode. But the premise of asking this question is, you know, who do you or what do you want to serve? Because that leads us into what is the real question? You're doing anything. Like, what are you doing with your life? And are you able to separate your life from your spouse, your kids, your mom, your in-laws, your best friend, heck, your dog. Like, can you just be yourself and your intentions and what you want? And is that the real reason why you're doing anything? Is that the real, are you raising your kids out of obligation or out of love? For me in the beginning, it was 100% obligation. I loved my kids, yes. Like there was that connection, like if something happened to them, I would have been devastated. But I can tell you, I was overwhelmed with obligation versus being overwhelmed with love for my kids. I don't know how many moms will say that, but I'll say it because it's true. I struggled with it. And another thing, why am I doing anything when it comes to my intentions in life is, am I going to allow the roles and the labels in my life to determine my intentions? They should not. Okay, I don't want to should on anybody because I don't like to say you should, I should, we should. Too many should-haves. And unfortunately, all those roles and labels that we either put on ourselves or we hear from other people put on us, those kind of, you know, determine your intentions. And I'm going to say you shouldn't let them, but I got it. It's hard. Sometimes it's ingrained. Sometimes it's from a parent or someone super close to us who we're intimate with. And it's like when they say, but you're a mom, oh my gosh, that is the key phrase to start to drown out. But you are, and fill in the blank. Those tend to stick because it makes you doubt your true intentions of what you want out of your life. And we get lost. I know I got lost as being just a mom. And then I got lost as being labeled, oh, now I'm a cheater. I'm an adulteress. And then I got to keep making up for my mistakes and trying to continue to prove myself to others that I was good enough. And it's like, that's not my intention in life. God is not saying, hey, I'm going to put you here on earth so you can prove yourself to others so that you feel worthy enough to actually be loved and to be accepted. And blah, 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 blah. No, that is not why God put me on this earth. That's what the other guy wants me to believe, but it's just simply not true. And unfortunately, those misguided intentions, those labels and roles in our life can actually become someone else's comfort zone. So think of it this way. If you have let's talk about like best friends or something. If you have a best friend in life and they're struggling, whether they're struggling mentally, emotionally with their spouse or a significant other, and they see that you are doing really good, you're doing actually really great. And all of a sudden you start to hear that key phrase, but you, and it's usually a label, but you are, you know, just a housewife, right? Like, it's not really that great. You know, if they pull you down a little bit, it makes them feel more comfortable. Because if your intention is to be a happy, fulfilled, magnificent queen of a housewife, remember, those are just a description, not who you are, they're going to start to feel uncomfortable around you. And sometimes, in order to kind of not be rejected by that person or persons, your intentions and what you really want out of life starts to pull back so that you can physically see and hear that they are more comfortable now. And no, that's not right. Putting it bluntly, that's just not right. Because if you're living for others' comfort, then what are you doing for you? Or are you going to choose instead to thrive for what's in your life and to live what's in your heart and your soul and your faith? So you got to think about your intentions. Are your intentions to make someone else comfortable, or your intentions to thrive where you're at, no matter where you're at? So let me give you guys a story about my intentions and basically giving you a backstory about what happened to me during cheating. Okay. So my intention was, okay. So here's the thing. I could use what happened to me during my affair, and I can either learn from it and use this vulnerable story, this very could be shamefully filled story, to continue to label myself as a cheater so that I don't make anyone else feel uncomfortable, let's say my husband, for doing the same thing, and kind of make myself small. Not really learn from my mistakes or our mistakes, not to be vulnerable with anybody because I want to keep it in the closet. I want to keep it hidden because that's just not what people do. We don't talk about it. We can talk smack about it, but we can't really talk about it. Or can I use this and turn my intentions, instead of playing small to make others feel comfortable, like even speaking with our parents about it, right? That can make someone else feel uncomfortable. But is my intention to make them feel comfortable, or is my intention to turn it into my purpose and a power to actually empower other marriages that feel weak and small and on the brink of collapse? So I took my cheating, our affairs, and what happened in our lives, and I intentionally made it my purpose and something into something that's so powerful. Like, shame is the last thing that comes to my mind when I think about how I had an affair, cheated on my husband. Like, that is the last thing. Actually, I'm smiling right now because I'm like, guess what I can do with this story? You know what I mean? And like we talked in the last episode about your way, W-A-I, what or who am I, excuse me, W-A-Y, way, who am I? My intention in my life, and what you probably want for your life as well, is knowing who am I? And who am I? Who is Coach Andy? I am a woman who feels a purpose in my power and within my power to save 1 million marriages. By teaching women how to practice #SOS. You guys have heard me talk about this before. Self-care on steroids, where they love more on themselves. So it overflows onto their husbands and children. So that they feel fulfilled, heard, and understood, and insanely loved through their love languages. There's no counseling or husband involvement needed, by the way. Yes, yes, you're welcome. So you got to find your intention in life. Find your way. Who am I? And you got to ask yourself, if you're not at this point, what happened? What happened to you? Or who did you want to be? Think about this. Heaven forbid, but if you passed away, what is going to be read at your eulogy? Who are you? So here's your assignment. This is a little bit of how you're going to dive deeper into your intentions with your life and who you are and find your way. Who am I? First, I want you to write your own eulogy. Stick with me here. Write your own eulogy. Like, what do you want it to say? Write your future intention now so that your eulogy is truth several decades from now. Did you hear me? Several decades from now. Write your future intention now so that your eulogy is your eulogy is the truth of several decades from now. Because it's time to stop reacting. To slow down and to respond. Is this in line with my intention? How do I respond to my husband? Is this in line with having a fulfilling and happy marriage with my husband, with this response versus reacting to him. Every single little response matters. Because you got to start intending to live instead of always playing on the defense and blocking and dodging. Okay. Do this on your terms by being fully present, fully protecting your boundaries, and standing in truth and love. And all of this, as you guys know, is in line with your heart, your soul, and your faith. It's time to be intentional on purpose. My intention for you is that you feel super, super duper loved. And if I can love on you even more, I would love to give you a personal shout out. All you have to do is in the show. Oh no, not the show notes, but leave a rating and a review, because in your review, I want you to leave your Instagram handle so that I can recognize you on my future podcasts. By leaving a rating and a review, it just shows that, hey, you appreciate what I'm saying, or perhaps you don't. It doesn't always have to be a 5-star review. You got to do what you got to do and say what you mean to say. So if there's something that you just need to get off your heart, you want to add it into that review, please do. I'm willing to listen and to read. And let me please see and recognize you as anyone who, at the time of this recording, is still valid, that I will give you a personal shout out on my podcast for my listeners to go and check you out on Instagram and to follow more of you. So feel super loved, be intentional on purpose, and find your way. WAI, who am I?
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to spread the super love, please share it or post about it on social media. Feel free to also leave a rating and review. To catch all the shenanigans going on, you can follow me on Instagram at The Skinny Mommy. Just remember, I got you. Stay true to you, and I pray you feel super loved today.